We have Lake Sonoma here in Geyserville, and further north in Ukiah, we have Lake Mendocino. Both of those lakes as a system help to reduce flood risk for the entire Russian River watershed.
That's Nicholas Malsavage. He's the Chief of the Operations and Readiness Division for the San Francisco District of the Army Corps of Engineers. We're standing next to a weir at Dry Creek. The weir is a concrete channel where water from the dam flows into Dry Creek, a tributary of the Russian River.
When the river's high, when it's raining, this dam and this lake is meant to hold back the water and buy us time to wait until we have a day like today, river levels are low, and we can safely release that water and restore the space for the next storm.
There was a push to build Warm Springs Dam for flood control after the 100-year 1964 flood along the Russian River, which caused $17 million worth of damage, according to the state. Malisavich says the dam can now reduce the flow of the river by 20-30% during heavy rainfall. I ask him what it would look like if they didn't control releases.
We would have to deal with what nature gives us in its full brunt. This facility and these types of structures allow us to limit that impact. I would not be flippant and say that we can control Mother Nature, but we can limit things like damage and risk to life with facilities like this.
Only 20% of the Russian River watershed is what Malisavich calls managed. In other words, a fifth of the river and its tributaries are above the dam, and there's no way to hold back the water in the rest of the watershed below the dam, which is why everyone living or traveling along the Russian River should be prepared for severe flooding during storms. And there are other factors that he and his colleagues have to consider in addition to public safety.
Right now we're looking at steelhead that have come up through Dry Creek and are moved just through the fish ladder right below Lake Sonoma.
That's Jay Jaspers, Chief Engineer and Director of Groundwater Management with Sonoma Water. We're watching a group of steelhead make their way to the fish hatchery. A field trip of students stopped by to watch them with us.
There's fish everywhere! Oh my god, those are huge!
There's a lot of challenges in managing water resources for flood management, for water supply, and for environmental. Every year is a different story because the hydrology or the amount of water we get is so variable here from year to year. So every year is a different formula, a different balancing act.
Jasper says this year has been a good one so far in terms of water supply. There hasn't been so much rain as to overwhelm water storage capacity at the lake, but there's been enough to keep everyone who relies on the river, both people and fish, satisfied. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.